Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. The Balancing Act by therapist and boundaries educator Nidra Glover Tawab is a practical relationship and personal growth book about staying connected to others without losing your identity, written for adults who feel pulled between overgiving and shutting down. It focuses on building what the author calls healthy dependency, the ability to rely on people appropriately while maintaining self-respect, autonomy, and emotional clarity. Rather than framing independence as the only goal, the book argues that sustainable well-being comes from interdependence supported by clear boundaries and honest communication. Tawab draws on common therapy concepts and everyday relational patterns to help readers notice where they overfunction, underfunction, avoid needs, or fear closeness. The book aims to translate these insights into actionable choices in friendships, family relationships, and romantic partnerships. Using reflection prompts and skills that encourage better self-awareness, steadier conflict navigation, and more supportive community ties. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, healthy dependency as the middle path between codependency and isolation, a central idea in the Balancing Act, is that relationships work best when people can both give and receive support without collapsing into extremes. On one end, codependent habits can look like chronic overgiving, rescuing, or tying self-worth to being needed. On the other end, hyper-independence can look like refusing help, minimizing needs, or staying emotionally distant to avoid disappointment. Tawab positions healthy dependency as a middle path. You can need people and still keep your own priorities, values, and sense of self. This perspective reframes dependency as a human requirement rather than a weakness, while still warning against patterns that erase boundaries or personal responsibility. The practical implication is that the goal is not to eliminate reliance, but to make it mutual, appropriate, and consent-based. Readers are encouraged to evaluate whether their relationships allow for reciprocity, whether they can ask directly for support, and whether they can tolerate normal separateness without interpreting it as abandonment or rejection. Secondly, boundaries versus walls and how to stay open without being unprotected. Tawab is widely known for boundary education, and this book continues that focus by distinguishing boundaries from walls. Boundaries clarify what is okay and what is not, shaping how you participate in relationships while leaving room for closeness. Walls, by contrast, block connection entirely, often as a defensive response to past hurt or disappointment. The book emphasizes that many people swing between no boundaries and rigid shutdown, which creates confusion and instability for everyone involved. Building healthy dependency requires learning to set limits that are specific and workable, what you can offer, what you cannot, and what you need from others to stay engaged. The point is not to control another person, but to protect your time, emotional energy, and dignity. In practice, this means communicating limits early, noticing resentment as a signal that a boundary is missing, and following through consistently. When boundaries are clear, connection becomes safer because support does not require self-abandonment. Thirdly, attachment patterns that shed closeness, distance, and conflict. The Balancing Act links many relationship struggles to familiar attachment patterns, especially anxious and avoidant tendencies. Anxious patterns can show up as over-monitoring, reassurance-seeking, fear of disconnection, or interpreting normal delays and differences as rejection. Avoidant patterns can show up as downplaying needs, withdrawing during stress, or treating emotional reliance as risky. Tawab uses these concepts to help readers identify what they do under pressure, because that is often when unhealthy dependency or rigid independence emerges. The book encourages readers to notice triggers, self-talk, and relationship habits that keep them stuck in protest behaviors or shutdown cycles. A key theme is that awareness creates choice instead of reacting automatically. You can name the fear, communicate more directly, and practice tolerating discomfort while staying respectful. Understanding attachment also supports compassion without excusing harm. It helps readers separate their patterns from their identity and approach change as skill building rather than self-condemnation. Fourthly, repair, trust, and communication that supports real interdependence. Connection is not maintained by never having conflict, but by handling conflict in ways that preserve dignity and trust. Tawab emphasizes skills that make repair possible, identifying needs, expressing them clearly, and addressing misunderstandings before they harden into resentment. Healthy dependency includes being able to ask for help without manipulation, receive support without shame, and respond to a partner's or friend's request without abandoning yourself. The book highlights that trust is built through consistency and follow-through, not only through intensity or chemistry. Readers are encouraged to pay attention to patterns such as overpromising, people-pleasing, silent treatment, or indirect communication, since these behaviors often undermine safety. Another important element is tolerating distance and difference. Interdependence requires allowing others to have their own preferences and limits. By focusing on repair and communication, the book offers a roadmap for keeping relationships workable, especially when old habits push people toward control, withdrawal, or emotional overfunctioning. Lastly, community and diversified support instead of relying on one person for everything. A practical theme in The Balancing Act is that healthy dependency is easier when support is distributed across community rather than concentrated in a single relationship. Many adults expect a romantic partner, best friend, or close family member to meet most emotional and practical needs, which increases pressure and amplifies disappointment. Tawab highlights the value of a broader network that can include friends, family, colleagues, neighbors, and other loose ties. These connections provide different kinds of support, reduce isolation, and make it less likely that a single conflict will destabilize your entire sense of belonging. Building this kind of community also supports identity. You get to show different parts of yourself in different spaces, instead of shrinking to fit one role. The book frames this as both a relational skill and a life design choice. Readers are encouraged to invest in friendships, practice reaching out, and normalize asking for help in manageable ways. Over time, diversified connection supports resilience, reduces burnout, and makes boundaries easier to maintain. In conclusion, The Balancing Act is a strong fit for readers who feel stuck between two unsatisfying options, being the one who carries relationships through overgiving, or protecting themselves through emotional distance and self-reliance. People navigating family strain, friendship imbalance, dating patterns, or long-term partnership tension can benefit from its focus on practical relational skills anchored in self-respect. The core payoff is learning how to rely on others without surrendering your values, time, or identity, and how to maintain closeness without demanding that another person regulate your emotions for you. Readers who already know the basics of boundaries may still gain value from the book's emphasis on interdependence, repair, and the emotional work of receiving support. What helps it stand out in the crowded relationships and self-help category is its balanced stance. It challenges the glamorization of hyper-independence while also refusing to romanticize self-sacrifice. By treating connection as a skill set that can be learned and practiced, it offers a realistic path toward relationships that feel steadier, freer, and more mutual. If you would like to support Nidra Glover Tawab, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.